Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Arachin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos HaSabras Rachel, Shishib Zeichel, and Joseph Hagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Alpha tells us, Yesh Barachin L'Hakel U'la Hachmir, there's something with Arachin that's a Kula and a Chumra. Now once we're on this concept of having something that's a Kula and a Chumra, we move on to discuss other things as well. B'sidei Achuza L'Hakel U'la Hachmir, a Sidei Achuza is an ancestral piece of land that a person received from his father, got from his father, got from his father, all the way at the beginning of coming into Eretz Yisrael. So there's something with that, there's a Kula and a Chumra, and B'shar Hamuad Shehim So Eved Lahakul Hachmir with a Shara Muad, an ox which is known to gore, and if it kills an Eved, there's a Kula and a Chumra in that. Also, but Anis Mufato, Maitzi Shemra Lahakul Hachmir, with these three things that have to do with women, we'll discuss them as we get to it in Mishnah. There's also Kula and a Chumra. So, explain the first one, Yesh Barachin Lahakul Ul Hachmir Ketzad. What does it mean with Arachin that there's a Kula and a Chumra? So, Echad Sheerech has a Noah Shabisrael Vesakar Shabisrael. If somebody made an Erech Nader, it could be somebody who's very handsome, tall, and strong and fit, or somebody Kar, somebody repulsive, and they're very weak and sickly. It doesn't make a difference. Noisach Hamishim Sela. He gives the same 50 Sela, because as we mentioned multiple times, the Torah says that there's a certain value per age and gender of the person, so it doesn't make a difference how big and strong or sickly and gaunt they are. It's the same 50 Sela. However, Rim Amar Hare Dama Valai, if the fellow said that person's value is on me, his worth, how much he'd be sold on the slave market for, so then Noisach Hashavyoi, he pays whatever the fellow's value is. Onto Mishnah Beis, B'Steachuzal Haku Lachmer Ketzad, what's the situation with Steachuzah? That it's a Kul and a Chumra. So the Torah tells us about a Steachuzah. That if a person was makdesh, he donated his stei achuza to the base of mikdash, and now he wants to redeem it, there's a set value of how much he redeems it for. And that's what Mishnah tells us. Echad makdesh b'chaz hamachaz, whether he was makdesh his stei achuza on the outskirts of the city, which is not worth very much money because lots of people are always walking there and trampling it, so it's not valued at so much. Echad makdesh b'pardesoyz Sebasti, or if he was makdesh his orchard in Sebasti area, which is very expensive, very prized piece of property, it doesn't make a difference. Noisin b'zera chaymer soyrim chamishim shekel kasef, for every area that he can plant a chaymer's worth of barley seed, that's what it means, zera chaymer sa'irim, he pays 50 shekel kesef and that's it. So it turns out to be cooler chumra depending on how valuable the piece of property is. However, b'stei mikna, when it comes to stei mikna, which is just a piece of property a fellow bought, it's not a stei achuza and he donated that to the base of mikdash, so nois neshavyoi, he pays its value, however much it's worth, that's how much he redeems it for. Now Rabbi Lezer says that no, echad stei achuza v'echad stei mikna, it doesn't make difference what type of field it is, it's redeeming the set value. So ma bein stei achuza l'stei mikna, what's the between these two fields, Ella Shabastei Achuza Nice and Chaimesh, Shabastei Mikna Ain and Nice and Chaimesh. When he's redeeming his Stei Achuza from the base of Mikdash, he has to add on a fifth of the payment, whereas when he's redeeming his Stei Mikna, he doesn't have to add on a fifth. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Gimel and Dalet continue to explain. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.